One of the most prominent inspectors general in the federal government is retiring later this month. Brian Miller has been IG at the General Services Administration for 9 years now. He sent in his resignation letter to the president. For more, we turn to our executive editor, Jason Miller. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, first of all, is it a surprise that Brian Miller is now resigning?
I think it is to a certain extent. I mean, he has been there, as you said, 9 years, and that's a long time for an IG, but he was such a big part of the General Services Administration's and more broader federal community that anytime someone decides to step down, you're going, oh, I didn't realize that. And it's not like Brian Miller is, like, you know, 85, 90 years old and it's time for him to retire. I mean, he's not an old guy, let's put it that way. So, and the other piece of it is, you know, I think an IG's job is very demanding, so 9 years is a long time. But you just never know what's going to happen. So I'll say a little bit of a surprise.
All right. Now, Brian Miller has a couple of really big, prominent scalps tacked up on his board. Tell us about those.
Well, you know, he was the one that was behind, that really exposed the conference problems throughout government. And now this started with the General Services Administration, but you saw it really open up to Justice, to Veterans Affairs Department, really almost every agency, and really caused OMB to put that memo out saying, hey, report to us on how you're spending money on conferences. And eventually that became a congressional report. But the people that end up being fired that you're specifically mentioning are Martha Johnson, who was the former administrator of GSA, who resigned back in April 2012 after this Western Regions Conference came out. And then attached, I guess, to her is Stephen Leeds, who is a senior advisor. And then eventually Paul Prouty, who's another senior GSA person, who, by the way, was determined by the MSPB too that he was wrongly fired. And then, of course, there's a whole kind of downflow from the Western Regions Conference. People like Jeff Neely, who was still, you know, was dismissed as really the main person behind that Western Regions Conference. And then a lot of people will tell you that, you know, someone like Loretta Doan, another GSA administrator, Brian Miller, you know, his interaction with her actually led to her resignation as well. So, you know, he's been involved in a lot of really high-profile people cases, but at the same time, he's also been involved in a lot of high-profile vendor cases, too.
Yeah, he's gotten about some $300 million in settlements from three of them. Tell us about those cases.
Sure. Now, this all goes back to the GSA schedules and something called the Price Reduction Clause, and he's been a very, very active, aggressive prosecutor of whether agencies are getting the best price possible from vendors. Now, the Price Reduction Clause basically only applies to the schedule, and it says, you, based on terms and conditions, vendor X needs to give the government their best possible price. Now, what Brian Miller has done is looked and through auditing has found that many times agencies were not getting the best possible price, and then whistleblowers started to come through. So you have Oracle paid the biggest settlement of any company under the Price Reduction Clause, False Claims Act, of $199 million. Hewlett-Packard paid another big one at $55 million, and W.W. Grainger paid another big fine of about $70 million. Over 9 years, through the Price Reduction Clause, through the False Claims Act, litigation and convictions, Brian Miller and his staff has helped bring back more than $1 billion worth of fines and penalties.
Well, I guess he'll be missed by some, and some will say, don't let the door hit you on the way out, I guess, depending on your point of view.
I think there's a few people who would be happy to see him go, without a doubt.
All right, we've got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to ask you also about your other story at federalnewsradio.com this morning, and that is the Small Business Administration has dinged GSA a little bit over the big upcoming office supplies contract. What's going on there?
Now, that was a fascinating read, and if you can get yourself in around the strategic sourcing and analysis by lawyers. But basically what this says is under the Small Business Act, every agency who potentially are bundling a contract or consolidating contracts need to go through and do an analysis of whether their consolidation is going to have a negative impact on small businesses. And what SBA found is that GSA's analysis was faulty. It was not good. Basically, they said, yes, it could, but the benefits outweigh the negatives, so therefore we're going to go forward. And once several, I think it was about a dozen small firms protested the RFP, and remember, we're just in the RFP stage of OS3, Office Supplies 3, when they brought it to GAO, GAO turned to SBA and say, hey, what's your take on this? Now, what's interesting about this decision is that it's non-binding. So GSA into it. So in the end, we're really waiting to see what GAO decides on the bid protest and how much SBA's decision falls into that protest decision.
Imagine not looking at across the landscape and saying, what does our consolidation of billions of dollars with a few really big contractors do to small business? They didn't quite get there. All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.